Hey, what's up, family? It's Coach Josh, and welcome to a live Q&A, or my live Q&A. Hope you're all doing exceptionally well. Thank you so much for joining me. I pray that my exegetical ability, my expertise, and my experiences can really enrich your life and help answer your questions. But as everyone is getting a question typed in, if this is your very first time watching me, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time. My name is Joshua, as also known as Coach Josh, and my goal is to help make sense of your life and to help you grow holistically for God's optimal use. And after watching this, if you're like, man, I like this guy's vibe, go ahead and subscribe because I would love to be your coach online. So you can obviously tell that my voice is gone, but we're going to get to this video anyway. But as everyone is getting their questions typed out, I want to labor maybe 10 minutes to kind of have you think about how you use your mind. So before we get into the Q&A, I want to talk about the four things keeping your mind from working for you. Four things keeping your mind from creating and producing for you. In other words, four things that causes your mind to be a liability and not an asset. See, it's very important that we cultivate a type of mind that's an asset. An asset is a revenue generating tool that enables you to profit, thrive, and succeed. Unfortunately, a lot of people's minds are liabilities, meaning through overthinking or underthinking, their minds become liabilities. So my question to you, my friend, what type of mind do you have? Do you have a mind that's an asset, or do you have a mind that's a liability? Now, I posted this post on Facebook and Instagram, and it kind of goes along with what I want to share. It says, it's time that we prepare to shift from selling our time to selling our thoughts. It's time that we prepare to shift from selling our time to selling our thoughts. One thought thoroughly thought through can make you thousands of dollars a thousand times over. But when you spend all your time working and not working out revenue producing thoughts, you limit your wealth building potential. How many people are watching this video right now by a show of hands through emojis or through your space at home? How many of you all desire to generate wealth building ideas? How many of you right now desire to leave an inheritance to your children's children? How many people watching me right now says, I'm tired of where I am, using my time for money versus using my mind for money? So we got Chrisleen, she's raising her hand. Goldie Samuel, she's raising her hand. So we got some people in here who's ready to get to it. So it's time that we prepare to shift from selling our time to selling our thoughts. So many of us, all we do is sell our time. We sell our time believing that time is money. My friend, time is not money. Mind is money. Time is not money. Mind is money. See, when you sell your time for money, that's a limited resource. That's why I tell people the most important hours is not your 9-to-5 job, but the 5 to 9 hours. The hours between when you get off of work and the time before you go to bed. Those hours are the most valuable hours of your day. Whenever your 5-9 is, it could be an 8 to whatever, but anytime after work. It's unfortunate that we spend all of our time and energy using limited resources like our muscles, limited resources like our time, and make money that way or make impact that way. But imagine if you say, you know what? Instead of selling my time, what you may have to until you get to the mind selling, what if I sell a thought? Everything on this planet came through a thought, came through the mind. My friend, your mind is a portal. Everything on this planet came through the mind of a person. All of us came through the mind of God. The Bible says, vast are my thoughts towards you. So all of us was birthed through the mind of God. And God, since we're made in his image, he wants things that's in heaven to come through your mind. But when you do, but if all you do is sell your time and never sell your mind, then you'll never experience the residual impact of creating. Let's keep going. I want to take some time to define what intellectual property is. This is very important. One of the most valuable properties you can own are intellectual properties. Let's define. Intellectual property refers to creations of the mind, such as inventions, literary and artistic work, designs, symbols, names, and images, which can be used in commerce, for which exclusive rights are recognized, under intellectual property law. That's the original definition of intellectual property. But my friend, I tell people when I coach them, yo, tap into your mind, mine your mind. Dig for the gold in your mind, because in your mind right now is so much that God wants to produce through. But many of us haven't trained our minds to be assets. So my books, all 10 of them, and the 11th one are intellectual properties. My card games, intellectual properties. My videos, intellectual properties. My friend, imagine if you spent time creatively using your mind, what type of intellectual property that can be produced through your mind could feed your children's children's children for generations to come. My books will generate money beyond my life on this planet, and the revenues will go to my children's children. That's why I love creating. That's why the most valuable time you can spend with God is through creating, because through creating, you tap into the highest form of being, and that's divine being, by creating. So what could your mind create that would create revenue, create impact, not just for you in this life, but your children's children? Now, early on, I said life, money is not time and money. You know what they old saying that says time is money? Time is not money, at least not good money. The best money that is ever, that can ever be made, and let me make sure I set this plainly, is not just money. It's also family. It's also impact. Time is money is not the key. Mind is money. Mind is money emphasizes the value of intellectual capital and creativity over mere time-based labor. While time is money implies that time spent working directly translates to financial gain, mind is money recognizes that innovative ideas, problem-solving abilities, and intellectual property can yield greater returns than mere hours worked. By focusing on leveraging our minds and creativity, we can generate unique solutions, inventions, and intellectual property that have the potential to generate significant wealth and long-term value, surpassing the limitations of hourly wages or time-based income. So, my friend, imagine after you use your time to make money, after you get off work, you use your mind to make money. You use your mind to make or strengthen your relationship, to strengthen your time with God, to strengthen every aspect of you. Imagine if you took those hours from 5 to 9 and you invested in you to bring the best out of you. The reason why this system is designed the way it's designed is because they want you too tired. They want you to be too mentally drained or too mentally entertained, that you're not using your mind to gain and to solve the pain of others. So mind is money. Mind is impact. God wants us to get to a place, and I've been teaching this for the last 2 months in my Mindset Mastery coaching program. And so it'll be starting back up in April. But on YouTube, I'm going to be talking a lot more about your mind, because just in the last 4 or 5 months, my mind was able to create book 11, card game number 5, coaching program number 4. The mind is such, an amazing resource. Now, here are 4 things that's keeping your mind from creating and producing for you as an asset. Number one, M-I-N-D, mental blocks. And I'm going to do videos on each. Negative thought patterns, self-doubt, and fear of failure can hinder creativity and innovation, preventing individuals from exploring new ideas or taking risks necessary for success. What are those mental blockers in your mind? Are you bombarded by negative thoughts? Are you stripped by self-doubt? Are you famished because of fear of failure? These things will hinder creativity and innovation. The only way the devil can block you for what God has for you is through mental blockers. The only way that the enemy can block you from whatever God has for you is through mental blockers. If he can block the mind, he can block your life. So what mental blockers are keeping you from success? Information overload. This is big in the social media era. Excessive consumption of information, whether from social media, news outlets, or other sources, can overwhelm the mind, and distract from focused thinking and productive work. How many people there are so overloaded by information? Right now, all they care about or have been excessively consuming is social media content, news, or other sources. Overwhelming the mind. My friend, you have to create space for your mind to work for you. Never feed your mind that's not going to lead your mind. If you feed your mind things that ain't going to lead your mind into inspiration, into motivation, into application, then you're going to find yourself destroyed. So number one, M, mental blockers. Number two, I, information overload. N, negative influences. Surrounding oneself with negative or unsupportive individuals can drain mental energy and dampen motivation, making it difficult to stay focused on goals and pursue your creative or entrepreneurial endeavors. My friend, listen, if you really want to win, you got to get rid of negative people, negative influences that drains. The devil loves bringing, not the devil because he's not omnipresent, demonic spirits that has been assigned to your life love to bring leeches into your life. They love to bring things that will drain you of your energy. That's why you can't allow that coworker to drain you of your energy. You can't allow that man, that woman to drain you. You got work to do. You got things to accomplish. See, when stuff happened in my job, I pay it no mind. I don't got time for unnecessary, excessive stuff in any environment I'm in, whether it's the church I go to, whether it's the place that I work, whether it's the people that come by. If you are not minding your business, I'm not going to allow you to drain my mind. And the devil is using constantly that coworker, that friend who always need advice. It's crazy when you want to be creative, that person always calls. Because you have such a big heart, been there, you be on the phone, you be there for them, and it drains your energy and time from where God wanted your mind. So just because they're a positive person, they still could be a negative influence. Even though they're a good person, they still can be a negative influence. D, distractions. M, mental blocks. I, information. N, negative influences. And D, distractions. Constant interruptions, multitasking, and digital distractions can fragment attention and disrupt concentration, making it challenging to engage in deep, focused work essential for generating innovative ideas in such a project. My friend, as a person that does this for a living, in order for you to be successful, your mind has to be able to go deep. You and I cannot afford to shallow think. Shallow thinking means just thinking to the surface. Deep thinking says, I'm going to ask this idea 50 questions if need be to find out every angle about this idea. So when God, that's why I tell people, people ask God for income. No, God gives you ideas that produce income. People want God to bless them with a certain amount of money or to bring things in. Incoming, bring it. They declaring it, walking around it seven times. I'm trying to manifest all these different things. But God says, man, if you want income, dig deep into the ideas I've given you. It requires deep thinking. It requires focused thinking. It requires, how can I take this one topic, look at it at 18 different angles, go deep in it, ask it questions. Who are you here to serve? Who are you here to impact? Who are you here to change? And I'm going to talk about deep thinking in another video. Let's keep going, though. So the four things that keeps your mind from becoming an asset and causing it to just stay a liability, keeping you from producing or creating. Number one, mental blocks. Number two, information overload. Number three, negative influences. D, distract. Now, how? Let's get some application. How to mind your business. How to mind your business. What do I mean by that? All of us have a business that we're supposed to be about. Jesus, at the age of 12, the Bible says that he was about his father's what? That's right, business. Are you about your father's business? Are you minding his business, which is now your business? Right now, there's multiple businesses that I own. I own my life work business with my coaching educational program. I own my own publishing company business, Casting Seeds. I own two other businesses, but the other businesses that I own is the business of my family, the business of being a man of God. And if your mind is not in tune with not just your entrepreneurial businesses, but also your relational businesses, then my friend, you will be out of business. Whatever business you don't mind will in time be out of business. So if you want to get to a place to make sure none of your businesses, whether intellectual, whether external or entrepreneurial, or relational, doesn't go out of business, then my friend, this is how you can use your mind to mind those business. Number one, maximize creativity. Maximize creativity. It says, cultivate a mindset of innovation. That means your responsibility, my responsibility, to cultivate a mind that creates, a mind that dominates, a mind that originates. Cultivate a mindset of innovation, creativity to generate new business ideas and revenue streams. I also wrote, engage in activities. How you do it? Engage in activities that stimulate creativity. Engage in activities and with individuals that stimulate creativity, such as brainstorming sessions, journaling, or exploring new hobbies. Allow yourself to think outside the box and consider unconventional ideas that have the potential to disrupt existing markets or create new ones. That's what the believer was designed to do. We were designed to disrupt. We were designed to dominate. We were designed to create. We were designed to either disrupt existing markets, because let me tell you, my friend, every believer holds market disrupting, new market creating ideas. Because why? We're connected to the divine. And if our mind, once our minds tap into the divine, my friend, you'll be surprised what happens for you. I've seen it in my own life. That's why I love creating. I always brainstorm. Pen and paper, old school. So we were meant to be disruptors. No, this is not the way God originally designed for this. Right now, I'm looking at relationships and I'm looking at it from all different categories. Relationship with God, self, spouse, children, people under our influence. And I'm here to disrupt the market. I'm here to disrupt the market about mindset. I'm here to disrupt the market when it comes to business and how to do business the right way without losing your family. I'm not here to just be shallow with it. You're not here to be shallow with it. We were meant to go deep into disrupt. So you got to maximize creativity. You got to put your mind through creative loops, creative cycles, creative activities to keep it stimulated. Next. I invest in learning. If you want a mind that maximizes and is an asset, invest in learning. Continuously educate yourself in areas relevant to your interests. From industry trends, entrepreneurial skills, whatever it is, skills, whatever. I wrote here, dedicate time and resource to expand your knowledge and skills. If you want to make meals, surround yourself with skills. It says through books, courses, workshops, and industry conferences, stay updated on emergency trends, excuse me, emerging trends, all that kind of stuff relevant to your ideas or interests. Invest in your learning. People who invest in their coaching programs with me, they're investing in their learning. People who join one of those communities of mine, life work communities, whether single, those people are serious. Those people are just not curious. Curious people don't succeed. Serious people succeed. They invest in themselves. I'm not saying it's me. Go find somebody. Find some resources, books, whatever it is. Expand your intellectual prowess. Expand your intellectual understanding. Expand, expand. We demand without expand. We demand from God, but we're not here. We're not able to expand for God. Invest in learning. And network strategically. Build connections with like-minded individuals, mentors, and potential collaborators to exchange ideas and opportunities. That's big. Actively seek out networking opportunities within your industry or interests. Attend events, join online forums or mastermind groups, and initiate conversations with potential collaborators or mentors. Cultivate meaningful relationships that can provide support, guidance, and valuable connections. My friend, iron sharpens iron. Who are the people sharpening you? Can they even sharpen you? Last but not least, so I can answer questions, develop solutions. Develop them. Create them from immaterial to material. Thank you so much, K-Rock, for your support. I appreciate you. Thank you for your super chat. Identify problems or unmet needs in your community or industry and devise innovative solutions or products to address. That's it. That's why you went through the pain you went through. Because God wants you to create a product from the pain. Because if you create a product from the pain that helps people overcome the pain, then you will prosper from that product that helps people from their pain. See, I don't mind charging what I charge because I know that it's going to 10X your life. And if I can 10X your life, I mean, I 10X your wife's life, your husband's life, your kid's life, your business life. So when you understand that, you see a problem, you create a product that solves it. Every one of you watching me right now, you have a product to a problem from a unique perspective, from your unique experiences. If you've been abused, package that abuse. Healed. Don't be bleeding on the people. That's why healing is important. Healing leads to dealing. The quicker you heal, the quicker you can make deals. So get out your fields. Develop solutions. Keep an eye out for problems or inefficiencies in your surroundings. That's my friend, I'm gonna tell you. If you don't learn anything else from me, learn that. Look for problems. Hear me again. Look for problems. Look for problems. Prosperity, there's prosperities in problems. Because if you have a problem in your surrounding, or you notice a problem in somebody's surrounding, there's a million plus people who have that same problem. So imagine if your mind catches problems. That's what I train my mind to do. I catch problems. Yep. And I got notes on my phone. That's my notes here. But I got notes on my phone full of problems, solutions. That whenever God's like, yo, I need you to innovate, create, to dominate, I get her done. And that's what I'm going to get you guys. That's why our community online is going to be called The Fulfillers. Coach Josh and The Fulfillers. Higher fulfillment. So that we can fulfill at a higher level. But it says, and I'm done after this, keep an eye out for problems or inefficiency in your surroundings, whether it's in your personal life. Hear me. I'm going to teach you this whole, one video on this whole point. Community or industry, brainstorm potential solutions and assess their feasibility and market demand. Can't wait to do the video on this. Alliterate on your ideas. Iterate on your ideas. Gather feedback from others and refine your concepts in viable business ventures or revenue generating projects. So since I'm going to do videos on these later, I'm just going to go over them quickly. How to maximize your mind, M, maximize creativity, I, invest in your learning, N, network strategically, D, develop solutions. Let's get some questions. And if any one of that helps you, you resonate with that point, these things, and you're ready to take your mind to the next level, and you're ready to take your life to the next level, then check out my Fulfillment Elite coaching program. Check it out now on my website, mycoachjosh.com. Let's get to answer some questions because I want to add value. Whew, give me 1 second. Man, I lost my voice, but I was not going to allow that to keep this word in-house. Elizabeth says, God bless how to deal with adult child that lives with me but doesn't want to follow the house rules. Great question. Well, if that child is over 18 and they don't want to follow your rules, then let them see what life is like outside the house. Or at least provide that as not an ultimatum, but say, listen, I'm going to give you one more chance, my friend. I love you. I care for you. But my friend, do you see what you're doing? Do you understand what you're doing right now, my friend? Do you want your own place? Do you know how much it costs to have your own apartment with your own rules, your own house, your own rules? My friend, do you have the ability to do that? No, my friend, then I have the leverage. Because you don't, I don't care who that child is, respectfully, nobody, even your own children, is worth your peace. And sometimes kids got to learn out here in these streets, covered by the prayers of their mother, covered by the prayers of their father, to say, listen, if you don't want to adhere to the rules of my house, then go and get your own. You see? But this is what I would do to approach the individual. First, you got to examine your connection with him or her. Are you being too, how is your approach? Is your child defiant in the midst of your love? Is your child being defiant and rebellion and you walking in peace towards them? Is your child defiant and rebellious while you're walking in love, defiant, rebellious, and you're not yelling, and as you have a sweet voice and you're not irritated or causing disruption? Because rebellion to a degree is a reflection depending on how the environment is. So if you have created a toxic environment, of course that kid's going to react that way to some degree. But that's an adult child, so that's different. But if you're walking in love, you're walking in peace, you walk in the fruit of the Spirit, and that child is being devilish, demonic, and defiant, then my friend, you got to give them 6 months to get their own place. Hope they help. But try walking in love. Now, if y'all relationship is on and you're just being overbearing, you doing too much, then you talk to him or her to see, okay, what kind of common ground can we come to? In what way can I make this a better place for you to where it alleviates some of this stress or whatnot? Hope to help. Christine, hey, they raised it. Jojo says, what up, Coach Josh? It's Jojo out of Fort Worth, Texas. How to learn to forgive myself for not putting myself first in past few years and capture the moment. My friend, forgive yourself quickly, because the quicker you forgive yourself, the quicker you can give to yourself. The quicker you forgive yourself, the quicker you can give to yourself. Meaning, the quicker you forgive yourself, the better you can create a mind freed from that intellectual, from that mind bombardment of a past mistake that's hindering you from going out there to take. So number one, you got to realize that you're human and humans make mistakes. Number two, you got to realize you're not perfect. Therefore, rest in the perfect work of Christ. Number three, you got to realize that there's a lot of lessons that you can learn, didn't learn from him. What can you do right now to capture the moment? Because what's keeping you from capturing the moment is reflecting from a past moment. So you forgive yourself by realizing you make mistakes, so learn to earn, that you're human, and that you have the greatest opportunity, which is the present, to make sure that past is not a fresh new past. So of course, I've been there where I didn't put myself first, but I put myself first now. Hope to help, family. But how do you forgive yourself? First off, you got to understand that the sins you have done against you is not close in comparison to the sins you have done towards God. And if God has forgiven you for the sins you have done towards him, which is a billion times greater than the sins done to yourself, then surely you can forgive you. Jenny D, what's going on? Hope you well. Jenny D says, sometimes I am around people who use certain bad words or blaspheme. How do I stand up in a loving way? I physically cringe every time, but am nervous to say something. Well, my friend, great question. Let me process it for a quick second. The T word you say, it says, sometimes I am around people. Now, who are those people? Are they coworkers? Are they family? Are they friends? Because a lot of those people you don't have to be around. Or if you have to be around them, or you find yourself around them, you don't have to be around them long. So if these are individuals that you work in close proximity, like a coworker, then there's certain things you can't avoid. Now, what you can do is say, hey, Chelsea, you are so great, man. I appreciate how much you helped me on the job. Man, you just do so much. But my friend, could you please just around me? Can you tone that down for me? Can you not cuss around me? It really affects me in my work. It really bothers me. Okay. Just when you're around me, like I'm talking about, like if they're just around you and they're just, we talking about just infestating, whatever the word is, your environment. But if these are people that you have a choice to be around, then you don't have to be around them. Or you have to set the tone or the precedent of your internal environment so that your internal environment is not affected by your external environment if you have to be around them. So how do you stand up in a loving way? Just do what I said. I call it a spicy chicken sandwich. Bread, spicy chicken bread. You first start off with a compliment. Then you bring the critique. Then you end with a compliment. That's the best way to kind of get a tough conversation through. Jody Summer says, can you explain the role of a man being a provider according to the Bible? A woman told me a man should pay the bills and take care of the woman. Is this biblical? Yes, sir, my friend. It may not be in scripture and verse, but my friend, it is a biblical, it's a divinely infused nature of a man. Now, let me make sure I make this clear. The Bible says when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. My friend, what good thing have you found or purchased that you take care of? Every person who has a good thing, a great thing, a thing that produces for them, a thing that helps them, do they not want to take care of that thing? Now, there's a big difference between a woman and a wife. You determine what you provide for. So when you find a wife, you naturally obtain favor. And if you obtain favor from a thing, you can't help but take care of that thing, because the better you take care of it, the more favor you get. My friend, I really do believe, to a degree, happy wife, happy life. Now, don't get me wrong. I also believe happy spouse, happy house. Okay? I do believe in my joy as well. But I've realized the Bible says that the prayers of a man go unheard if that man doesn't hear his wife. If a man mistreats his wife, his prayers go unheard. So, for instance, when I gave my wife my seed, she gave me Hannah. When I gave my wife this house, she gave me a home. Women multiply. Wives multiply. Mere women divide. A wife adds and multiplies. A carnal woman subtracts and divides. So, of course, it is not wise to provide for a woman, pay the bills for a woman, take care of a woman who subtracts and divides. But my friend, when you find an additioner, an addition and a multiplier, an adder and a multiplier, my wife don't work. No. Strategically, why she don't work? I pay all the bills. I carry it all on these shoulders by the help of God, for sure. Because we have a daughter. And study shows that the temperament of the wife drastically affects a child in their developmental years. So why am I going to have my wife for 8 hours a day separated from our child, and our child's in the presence of all these other people, away from her mother that's supposed to nurture her? Why am I going to tell my wife, you have to go work because I'm not handling mine, so that she'll become home stressed and have to then become a mother? No. A man thinks long term when he comes to his woman. To his wife. He thinks about his children when he thinks about his wife. He thinks about the wife when he thinks about the environment. So yes, a man should pay all the bills. Why? Because what happens when a wife gets pregnant? What happens when a wife wants to stay home? What happens when a wife is trying to focus strictly on adding favor to your life? Focus strictly on adding home into the house. If you take care of a good woman will take care of you. And you will want to pay for all the bills. My friend, I remember that was summers ago when we was married, when times get tough, who's doing Instacart? Me. My wife, it don't matter how bad it gets, I will go Instacart. I will go DoorDash. I will go get another job before I have to make her do it. Why? Because I'm thinking long term. I'm thinking that our daughter needs a peaceful home. Because even though our baby girl is outside of my wife's womb, the first 3 years, she's clinging to the mother. And if the mother's healthy, if the wife is healthy, I'll be taken good care of. So hope that helped him. Hope that gave you perspective. That's why when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And every good thing you have, brother, you take very good care of. So why not do the same for a wife to make sure she's at a place? That doesn't mean all wives or women want to stay at home. There's some go-getters out there. Nothing wrong with that. But there's also balance with that as well. You can't be a go-getter and a home builder. So that's why I believe in family businesses. That's why my going forward, my coach is going to be helping couples develop family business, because I've learned with my experience and wife for 6 years doing business together, and it's brought us closer. So that's another video for another time. But I hope that will help. But if you're watching a snippet of this video and it's resonating with you, and you're a man right now, and you feel like, man, you're not taking care of your family like you should, and you're not really making sure that your wife is at peace and she's a good woman, and your daughters and your sons are living in a toxic environment because of you, and check out my Fulfillment Elite program, man. That's going to help you become the man you need to be to make sure that you sustain your family. Lynn says, what's your input on corporate punishment? I haven't really done much thinking about that, honestly. I don't really have a solid opinion about it. So I'm sorry, my friend. Some things I just haven't allowed my mind to think about or investigate. Some things I don't want to give, something I can give off the top of the dome because I have experience, I don't think the word of God about it, but that's something I'm not well-versed about to give a solid biblical foundation about it. Jenny says, yes, very true. Social media and the news can be too much. So easy to waste time and go down rabbit holes. So true. Oh, I lost my spot. That's so true. Negative influence has been a huge drawback in my life. Oh, my goodness, coworker. Help me heat up this word tonight. Always complaining, coming into your space. I know. Yep, that's real. Wow, Holy Spirit speak. Okay. Not even a friend stopping you from productivity. I put my do not disturb. That's right. Do not disturb. My cousin in the building. Thank you again, K-Rock. I appreciate you. All praise to the Most High for the wisdom you get. God gets the glory for it. When I heard the Solomon story when I was a kid, I said, man, God, give me double or give me what you gave Solomon. And he surely has given me a deep level of wisdom that's thousands of years beyond my age, and he gets the glory for it. I have a whole notebook full of ideas. That's right. I just don't know how to make them out. My friend, what you do, my friend, is spend time with God. Ask God, which idea do you want me to investigate right now? Everything must stem through your relationship with God. I'm telling you, he'll tell you exactly what to do. And I'm going to screenshot this. I'm going to do a video on this because that's a good video to do. I want to make sure I give you some good points on that. Chrisleen, hope I said your name right. Say, you cannot avoid a particular relationship that is toxic. How can you keep it from affecting you? My friend, you are responsible for your own peace. If you can't avoid it, then anything can be avoided. Now, it depends. Now, I understand if it's a baby daddy, baby, whatever it is. But the issue is, if the enemy sees that it's a trigger, it will keep triggering. So that means you have to cultivate a level of mind that doesn't pay that no mind. Because one thing about demons, they don't like wasting their time. So how do you pay something no mind? You find something that deserves your mind's attention, which is your purpose, which is your personal development, which is your personal relationship with God. Begin to focus on that. Cultivating a fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace. And you'll begin to see over time that affected. Now, this is something practical to do. I want you to write them down on a sheet of paper, that individual's name. After you write the individual name, I want you to write down what about that relationship is toxic. Thirdly, I want you to write down all the times you usually are around that person, because it's probably predictable. When are you typically around that person? Number three, what does it trigger in you and why? Why is that big? Because there's a reason why it still triggers you. That's where we're going to have the attack. Whatever error triggers you, now you take that trigger and you vent to God every time you create a ventilation system. For instance, when I'm triggered or I'm in my feelings, I have things in place. Either I go lift heavy, I go for long drives, and I scream to the high heavens, I talk to God, or I go create. So that when you come out of that side of that system, now you can bring fresh air in, fresh inspiration. You have a song in your heart, and you will create this force field around you that is not toxic. Because my friend, if you are a thermometer, they will affect your temperature. But if you're a thermostat, you can set the temperature. No matter how hot they are, they'll get cooled off. No matter how cold they are, they'll warm up to you. So if you can't avoid it, then you got to find the root. And then once you find the root, you got to counteract that toxic energy or feeling with productivity and being proactive. But you have to find the reasons why. Because if it's unforgiving, then you got to focus on that. If it's insecurity in your end, you got to focus on that. If it's father issue, you got to figure that out. And if you need my help, then reach out to my friend, my sister, and I'm here to help you. Keisha said, do you do mentoring still? Yes, I am. Yes, I do, my friend. Go to, let me see. Let me give you the link right now for those who want mentoring. If you want mentoring, there's multiple ways for mentoring. You could do it through one of my elite coaching programs. You can get mentoring through my thriving solo community if you're single. If you want single mentoring for singleness, if you need mentoring for relationships, check out my LifeWork communities. Let me post that link now. Check out one of these communities that will help you with that mentoring. You're so welcome, my sister. That's what I'm here for. Yes. So fill that link out if you want mentoring. If you're watching this live right now, not live, but you're watching this later, links in the description box below or in the comment section below. K-Rock says, how to deal with people in business you have support. However, then takes you to a new level, they provide none. What does TMH mean? Give me one second. Let me find out what that means. T-M-O. T-M-H. If you're still watching, my sister, let me know what that means. Tallahassee Memorial Health. No, that's not definite. What does TMH mean in text? Take me home? Too much hate? My sister, let me know what you mean. Them most high. Oh, let me see. How to deal with people in business you have supported. However, when the most high takes you to, oh, gotcha. Thank you. Thank you so much. When the most high, that's why it's all in all caps. Amen. Shundo. Hey. However, when the most high takes you to a new level, they provide none. Good question. How to deal with people in business you have supported. However, when the most high takes you to another level, they provide none. Well, my friend, they don't have the capacity. Listen, my friend, not everybody has created the capacity to care. Some people really don't know how to care. So people that support you now in business or used to, and then they can't do it. That's why you gotta toss it to the game. If you supported people for long periods of time and they didn't support you, toss it to the game. That's what happens. Learn from it. Learn that your support is valuable. I realized my wife has really helped me with this. When we first got married, I was ministry minded, which nothing wrong with that. But she began to say, man, you're giving too much time to people. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to delegate and determine how you give time blocks. Right now, I'm giving coaching for free, but I can't give all my coaching for free. This free game that I give, live Q&A is like my community. Myron Golden says community service content. Like, I'm just giving free, valuable content from my exegetical ability, my experiences, and my expertise. I'm giving it to you so that you can take these principles, take these points, apply it to your life, and find success. But there are certain coaching programs that I have, support or whatever, that certain people can't afford, and that's okay. And so even though you support them in their business, they're not supporting you, you have to say, you know what? They don't have the capacity to support me, and that's okay, because God will surround you with the right supporters. Sometimes when God takes you to the level, man, their devils get envious. When God takes new levels, it affects their current devils. And now the devils want to keep you at that lower level instead of reaching a new level, because now you have that big heart. You have this big heart. And some people, you got to be like, you know what? Hey, man, well, I just got to move on. So how to deal with those people? Realize they don't have the capacity. You deal with people first through empathy. Jesus on the cross said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We talking about the man that put the nail in his left hand, the right hand, the thing in his, the sword in his side. We talking about spit on him, ripped his beard. beat him till he was unrecognizable. And he still led with empathy. Realize, hey, man, I understand why you find a reason why they couldn't understand. Determine a reason. Yep, I see why you can't help me. And don't get emotional about it. That's just how people are. And then focus on what you got to focus on, man. And when those people, you don't expect nothing from them. But let me know how I can help you with that a little bit more, sister. Reach out to me because I know what you're going through, and I'm here to help. Christine, coach, I had a question. I got your question. Okay. Yes, they are my classmate friends and school environments. Jenny D, let me see where you said it at. For time's sake, I'm going to keep going, my sister. Keon says, how can I move past my fears so I can advance in my life? Fears are false evidences appearing real. I've heard that many times over my life. Everything worth having is on the opposite side of fear. Fear is what demons spray from them to keep you from your blessing or your stage of life. First thing you got to find to overcome, move past fear is, what's the root reason behind this fear? Why am I afraid? Number two, is this fear even a fear? Should I even be afraid of this? That's what I'm saying. Number three, you got to find out, why must I go beyond this fear? What do I want to appear? What do I want to disappear? What do I want to draw near? Fear ain't going to do it. Have a strong why. Number two, take baby steps in that area that you're afraid of. Take baby steps. I ain't talking about jump. Take baby steps. Because then you'll begin to feel there's nothing to be afraid of. You do those four or five things, my friend, you'll move past those fears. Find your why. Find the root reason why you are afraid. Find a why on why you should move, and then take baby steps. Jazz says, yo, coach, have you ever had a weakness that it was hard to be obedient towards God and you continue to fall? Yeah, man, especially in business. It's hard to do business. Hold on. In the beginning, it was hard for me to do business God's way because I had so many ideas. See, my mind can generate its own ideas without God. Then I became too immersed in and too caught up in my own generating ability and my zeal for success, my zeal for the meals. And so what happened was I would just jump the gun, do it, and then hope God clean the mess later. Yeah, man. But then I realized flowing with God ensures that a lot of mess don't flow out of my life. And so, yeah, man, I've been there so many times, man. And I just realized it's best to acquiesce to God and his best. Then I began to see that life had a little stress when I was in that type of vein, right? So, yeah, man, yeah. Zeal was a big weakness of mine. Success, selfish ambition was a big issue of mine. Wanting to prove people wrong and prove myself right was a big problem of mine. And it caused me to fall so many times, family, that I got tired of falling. That's the last question. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I still do mentoring. Yep. Thank you so much. I'm going to do this. God gets to grow. I'm glad, family. Good, good, good. Yes. Keisha says, yes, you've given out a lot of free wisdom, over 3,000 plus videos. So much, man, and God gets the glory for it. I'm going to keep giving them out. But if you want a lot more to come out as far as more one-on-one in person and whatever, man, there's a price for it, man, because family and because of my value. But that's why you got to subscribe. If you at a place where you can't afford that stuff right now, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that because we're going to get you to a place where you can afford it or afford whatever you want in life, right? But that's why these YouTube videos are so important. Time for like three or four more. How can I generate information for business God's way and not mine? I'm similar. I can stack info easily. Yes, sir. Generate information for business. Everything starts with your relationship with God. Jesus often went away to pray and seek the Father. That's the success. That's where success starts. It's on your face before God, realizing you're nothing without him. realizing that even though you are gifted, that gift is as dirty rags without him. So you generate business for God's way by going God's way, just simply focusing on cultivating, developing his character in you, growing in the things of God, doing business ethically, doing business with empathy, with understanding, with value, and then just being sensitive, removing things out of your life that is too noisy, that you can't hear God. And God will literally tell you what to do. He'll lead and guide you to all truth. Man, there's been times like this video idea came from, I was sitting on my couch, and I always do, I just sit in the couch in the dark. And I just rest in him. And I'll say something like this, Father, you have anything on me to do for the people online today? Because God may tell me, don't do a video today, go spend time with your wife, and that's what it is. I don't care how much money I can make off a video. That's been, I'd rather make more family than make more money. I want to make both, but I'll make money. I'll make family more. I'd rather make honey more than money any day. Take care of my honey. I'll always make money. But if I always make money, I'll take care of my honey. I'm going to have to spend my money to try to buy back my honey. And that's not what I want. So I lay down. I say, God, is there anything you want me to give the people? Then boom, a download hits. Boom. Boop, 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 boop. I'm on my phone like this. My wife come downstairs with the baby. I'm leaned up like this. I'm just typing on my phone. Boom, boom, boom. Just going. River. Boom, 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 boom. I said, okay, let's get to it. Go live. Boom. Now we're here. And this video is going to make me a lot of money in some kind of way. It's going to sell a lot of books. It's going to sell a lot of card games. It's going to impact so many people's lives. It's going to do what it do. And that's what you flow with. Business follows obedience. Good business follows God being obedient to him. And my friend, you'll begin to see your business naturally grow just from obedience and consideration of what God wants you to do in the moment. That's right. Honey over money all day. I take care of my wife, a lot of my money came from her, man. She really has added favor to my life. And what she's cooking right now, my wife trying to get a house, bro. We about to get this house. And I told her I'm gonna get her a beach house, like we gonna make this happen. But she ain't playing no games. That's why you gotta find you a good one, man. Teddy says, how do you hear the voice of God? I've been fasting, but have not yet heard from God from my knowledge. My friend, fasting is not about hearing an answer. Fasting is about being near the answer. Don't focus on hear, focus on near. Don't focus on hearing, focus on nearing. Just drawing close. And sometimes God hides his voice because he wants your heart to be exposed to you on why you want to hear from him. The Bible says when we pray amiss because we want to consume of our own lust. So could it be that you're fasting for the wrong reason? Sometimes people think fasting is the fast track to something. No. It's a fastened. Fasting's for fastening, not for fasting or getting things fast. It's to fasten you. It's to straighten you. It's to prune you. It's to cleanse you, to open you up spiritually, to be even more in tune to the Father, to see his awesomeness and to see his beauty and to be immersed in his wonder so you won't have to worry about wandering. That's what fasting's for. Fasting has to be a God-led thing, my friend. And God speaks a lot of different ways. Get this book right here, family. This book right here will be a blessing to you. This book's going to teach you on how God speaks, how God confirms things, how to discern. This book will be a good book that maybe the Holy Spirit will allow you to read while you're fasting and shift your perspective on why you could be pursuing the things that you're pursuing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, my friend. Blair says, how do you know for sure that God has revealed a calling or purpose to you? You can't shake it. Your purpose is in you. Wherever you go, something is confirming your purpose or calling. I feel like I am being called into the medical field, but I keep having this voice in my head telling me it's impossible. Anything that says the opposite of what you're naturally drawn to is demonic. It's not of God. Anything that tries to scream to drown out what is naturally calling from you is the enemy. So now you got to deal with those deep insecurities, those deep inadequacies, those deep levels of unworthiness, those deep levels of fear, so that you'll be able to draw near. You know, the medical field is where you're supposed to be. And sometimes God just wants you to be in proximity. Proximity means that you're in a place for the next level to be unlocked, the next trigger to be unlocked, to let you know this is exactly what I want you to do in the medical field. But what I will do is I will find somewhere in whatever stage of life that you can, educational wise. And I want you to serve at however you serve a hospital. Find out ways you could be in a medical, whatever. Find out your unique passions about the medical field. Until that field, my friend. Hope to help. Real quick, I got to go. Man, y'all got some good questions. Israel, how you get back lined up with God, back in your rightful position after you can never leave your position in God. As a son, no matter what my daughter ever does, she'll never lose her position in my life as my daughter. But when it comes to being promoted by God, you got to understand the principles of God. So whatever area in your life that's problematic, go to the page of scripture to find the principles, pattern your life off those principles, and you'll see those promises unfold in your life. It seems so hard, but I want it bad. Still have a relationship with him, just not walking in my purpose. My friend, you're walking in purpose is not about walking in your general purpose. Focus on walking on the purposes you know. Right now, that's what my book Multi-Purpose is about. I'm going to be teaching a lot in this next 2 or 3 years on multi-purpose, and it's the 11th book that I'm coming out with. But my friend, I tell people, don't worry about whether or not you're walking in your purpose, whether when it comes to your gifts, talents, and whatever, and your calling. Walk in your purpose as a man or a woman. Walk in your purpose in whatever role you hold. Because the more you walk in the purposes that you are now, the closer you get to the purpose that you will walk in later. Yes, I do speaking against you. I'm open for business. I'm cleared. My wife cleared, but she said, Coach, you can go out there and travel. She'll call me Coach. I ain't going to tell you what she called me, but you know what I'm saying? She's like, yeah, go get that money. Go out there and teach your people, man. Teach God's people. Go out there and get, I do speaking against you. Let me know. But I pray over those. So if God gives me the clearance, I'll go. Check with your doctor, man. It may not be wise because your baby got to get certain nutrients. Fasting must be God-led unless you're intermittent fasting and you're doing it for health reasons or whatnot. How do you know? Hey, Michaela, how do you know if it's your season for marriage? When your season of singleness has done what it's done. Season of marriage is something that God reveals uniquely to the couple. But let me tell you something about season of marriage. If you haven't maximized your single season, your married little season won't come. But I got to go. It's 10 o'clock. Join me. I'll probably do another live Q&A again. I'll do another live Q&A. I'm going to do a lot more live Q&As. I'm going to do like 15, 20-minute messages instead of going 50 minutes all the time or an hour all the time. I'm going to go 15 to 20 minutes on a solid word for you all. Then the rest of the time is going to be live Q&A. I feel led in my spirit to pray for you all. Father, I thank you so much for these people that's watching me now live or watching me later. For whatever reason that you have me praying for them, Lord, I pray your strength in their life. I pray the peace of God over you in Jesus' name. I pray the strength of God in you, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. Receive that in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for giving them a peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for straightening their steps and letting them know that you have a way for them. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you will give them a hope, a peace, a love. Let them know that you love them. Draw them closer to you, Lord. We come against any spirit of fear, doubt, insecurity that's running rampant. Every demonic spirit that's under the sound of my voice, I command you right now in Jesus' name to loose them now in Jesus' name. And I come against any type of retaliation that may come against my family, myself, my properties, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for that time. This moment you gave me to tap in with them in prayer. I pray that it be powerful for them, even if they have to hear it over again, because of the anointing that's on it. And we appreciate you, Father. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Links in the description box below. Check them out. Books, card games, coaching programs, communities. Find yourself in a place where you can work on yourself. Because when you work on yourself, you're working on your wealth. And you'll see wealth on the shelves of your life. I love y'all. Y'all be blessed. Catch you next time.